Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Tuesday, October 9th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade, and we're going to go deep on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a rundown of this year's nominees, snubs, and best guesses for who will get in this year.
And with all that to talk about, unfortunately, we are not going to have time to talk about Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, but we are definitely going to talk about Red Foo and Sky Blue.
Thank goodness.
Here are a few of today's headlines. Voting registration seems to have surged in the wake of Taylor Swift's call for fans to make their voices heard.
There were, on both sides, people having some extreme thoughts about Taylor Swift. But really, at the end of the day, all she called for people to do is educate themselves, decide who's the best candidate for them, and register to vote. And people did in droves.
Yeah, the voter registration organization Vote.org reports that it aided more registrations in the 24-hour period following Taylor Swift's Instagram post than in the entire month of August, with registrations particularly spiking in Tennessee, where Taylor Swift did endorse a couple of Democratic congressional candidates. Even in the streaming era, one-third of the world still steals music, reports Rolling Stone.
How?
By ripping legal streams. So basically, a lot of music piracy today, what it looks like is you legally stream a song on YouTube or Spotify or whatever, but you're using an ad-supported service, and you record that stream, and you download it to your computer, you keep it so that you can listen to music offline without ads, without paying for a premium streaming membership.
Whoa, so this is like a very technologically advanced way of doing what I did when I was in middle school, which was hearing a song on the radio, running and pressing record as quickly as possible.
Basically, yeah. Well, according to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, which is an amazing industry name, globally, 38% of music consumers obtained music illegally last year. The Long Island house where John Coltrane composed the classic album A Love Supreme has been designated a national treasure by the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
Yeah, and that's where his wife recorded some of her albums as well. Very cool.
Yeah, totally. The Long Island house that was home to John and Alice Coltrane starting in 1964, and where they lived until John Coltrane died in 1967, Alice Coltrane continued to live and work there. It will now be restored and reopened as a, quote, interactive and creative space.
So the big news of the day, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It has announced its nominees for the 2019 class of inductees. And it's kind of nice. It's this mix of old and new, which is something they do every single year. So who's new this year? First time for Def Leppard, Devo, John Prine, Roxy Music, Stevie Nicks, although I should note, she's kind of already in because of Fleetwood Mac, and Todd Rundgren is in the mix as well. Other nominees this year, Janet Jackson is back. Some reason she was left off the nomination last year, but she was there the 2 years before. Very strange, but maybe this is her year. MC5. Radiohead is on the list, even though they don't care. Who else? Rage Against the Machine, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, The Cure, LL Cool J making it his fifth time on the list, and The Zombies. So who knows who's going to make it in?
Yeah, so voting is now open for invited voters as well as members of the public, although if you're just a member of the public, your vote does not count for very much in the grand scheme of things. But voting is now open, and this year's inductees will be announced in December. Usually there are about five names that get announced out of the total nominees, and then the actual induction ceremony will happen in Brooklyn on March 29th.
Yeah, so if you look last year, who got in? That was Nina Simone, Dire Straits, Bon Jovi, The Cars, Moody Blues, and they kind of started doing this early influencer thing. So Sister Rosetta Tharpe got in as well. So there's always going to be this talk of, man, they snubbed this person again like I was last year with Janet Jackson being left off. So you know what? fingers crossed, Miss Jackson gets in this year.
Well, speaking of Miss Jackson, to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you have to have been around for 25 years as a musical artist. Then you are eligible for nomination and being voted in. And according to Consequence of Sound, the biggest snub not included on the ballot of this year's nominees, OutKast.
Oh,
right.
That is pretty big.
Pretty huge. Also eligible, but not on the ballot this year, Whitney Houston, Joy Division, The Smiths, and to get back to our earlier discussion, John Coltrane.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. John Coltrane has never been inducted. Willie Nelson, he might be in the Country Hall of Fame, but not this one. I'm still bummed. Big Star's not in. The Meters, Irma Thomas isn't in. I mean, there are a lot of names that I feel like you could say any year, but what about?
And the Rock Hall is one of many institutions that are struggling to get where they have long needed to be in terms of inclusiveness, diversity, like the Grammys, like the Oscars. They're trying to diversify the acts they're considering, and progress is being made. LL Cool J, if he makes it this year, as you know, this is his fifth time maybe will be the charm for him. But if he makes it, and he'll be the seventh hip-hop inductee and the first since Tupac Shakur.
So who do you think is going to get in, Jay?
I will defer to the odds makers at Billboard, who live and breathe this stuff even more than we do. And their best guess is that the five that are going to make it this year are Radiohead, Stevie Nicks, Janet Jackson, The Zombies, and Def Leppard.
Do you think if Radiohead actually wins, they'll appear?
Eh.
Yeah, I was reading an interview that they had with Pitchfork. Johnny Greenwood of the band said, "I don't care. Maybe it's a cultural thing that I don't understand. I mean, from the outside, it looks like it's quite a self-regarding profession anyway. And anything that heightens that just makes me feel even more uncomfortable." So I kind of feel like, hey, Radiohead doesn't even want it. Leave some room. Yeah. As long as Janet Jackson gets in, though, that's really all I care about.
And Billboard thinks this is probably not going to be the year for krautrock. They think that Devo is not likely to make it. Kraftwerk are a long shot. Roxy Music, probably not going to happen, although that's not krautrock. Rufus, sorry, Chaka Khan, are probably not going to make it in this year. And unfortunately, John Prine, who's been having a very hot year, is still probably not going to be voted in this year.
Yep, and like we said earlier, if you want, you can vote. Get the Janet Jackson vote in. That'll be added to the 800 music industry professionals who will also be voting. And then in December, the 2019 class of inductees will be revealed.
I think we can agree with Taylor Swift. You should register to vote in political elections first, get that taken care of, and then go vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do all the voting. Web editor Stan Lewis has garnered over 150,000 retweets for a video demonstrating that LMFAO's 2011 hit Party Rock Anthem has the same tempo as Billy Joel's 1983 chestnut, Uptown Girl.
I can't even picture this, Jay. I'm trying in my head to kind of mush and morph the two sounds, but I cannot do that.
All right, so imagine the video for LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem. So this is Red Foo, Sky Blue, that iconic uncle-nephew duo, dancing in the street with all their pals in a post-apocalyptic scenario. Party Rock is in the house
tonight. Everybody just have a good time. Perfect, got
it. Except instead of hearing their EDM-inflected party rock anthem, you're hearing Billy Joel's Uptown Girl. Hard to picture? Well, you can go over to thecurrent.org and see how it mashes together, as well as the reverse. I watched this video a couple of times, and I was like, so how would it work in reverse? What if we took the Uptown Girl video and set it to Party Rock Anthem? It works great. Billy Joel and his mechanic buddies are just boogieing through the street, wagging their wrenches to Party Rock Anthem. I love it. And really, I hope that this leads to one of these crazy postmodern collaborations. I mean, we know where to find Billy Joel. He's at Madison Square Garden every darn month.
Yeah.
LMFAO, what are you doing these days?
They're ready. They're waiting for the phone call.
Please, Billy, call him from your helicopter phone on your way into town. They will hop in their limo and get there. Make this happen for us, please. She'll say, I'm not And that's today's music news. You can see that video, read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagel. Let us know what you think about The Current's music news. You can tweet at The Current and hashtag music news. You can also subscribe to The Current's music news email newsletter at thecurrent.org/music news.